WTAW News Time is 6 after 7, 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. It's a good time to sell if you're a homeowner in Bryan College Station, because not many others are. According to the Texas Quarterly Housing Report, the number of active listings, single-family homes sold, and months of inventory are all down in this year's first quarter compared to last year's. Executive Officer of the Bryan College Station Regional Association of Realtors, Ed Berry, says people moving here are outnumbering those who want to leave.
There's a bunch of ags out there that want to retire and move back here. They're seeing some of the things, the changes that have been made, that are being made in College Station and Bryan. They're seeing these two communities working together for the first time rather than suing each other all the time. It's creating a whole atmosphere here of growth. And plus all the stuff is going on at A&M. SEC didn't hurt at all, because people leave here, come in here for the game, they leave here very impressed with our community.
Berry says home builders are hard-pressed to build fast enough to meet the demand because skilled workers are being used for large construction projects at Texas A&M. Another good reason to sell now, according to the report, the median home price rose 11.4% to $195,000 compared to 2015's first quarter. The Bryan City Council has plenty to do behind closed doors this afternoon.
The list of executive session items includes legal advice whether Councilman Rafael Pena violated the city charter after he moved to his mother's home, which is not in his district. Councilman Mike Sutherland on WTAW's Infomaniacs compares it to a grand jury investigation.
You get a sworn statement, you get the evidence, and the council as a body reviews it. And if they want an investigation, the council body appoints an investigator. So if there's merit to that, then they proceed. But you got to go through a process before you accuse somebody of doing something.
Pena says he has not been in his house because it's being remodeled. Like Sutherland, Mayor Jason Bayensky, also speaking on the Infomaniacs, repeated the city charter is silent on the definition of temporary residences.
Someone will have to make a determination whether or not which of those addresses is his residence.
Also in executive session, the council received legal advice whether to release unidentified records that may or may not have to do with Pena's residency and or a reported assault last month at the home where Pena was staying. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You can now interact with your favorite local libraries on a new and improved website. The Bryan College Station Library System launched a new website to make it easier for residents to access information about the Clara B. Mounts and Larry J. Ringer Libraries and the Carnegie History Center. Library System Director Larry Kinniger says several improvements were made in the redesign, including making the website mobile-friendly.
It looks great on a full computer, it looks great on a tablet, and it looks great on a phone. And it just shifts itself around so that things align and are very clear. So no matter what device you're using, it should be a better experience for you.
Check out the new website at bcslibrary.org and submit any feedback by clicking on the contact tab. The day after voters in Austin decided to keep city regulations on ride-sharing companies, which led to Uber and Lyft pulling out of the capital city, comes a call for state control. State Senator Charles Schwertner not only represents Brazos County, he represents more than 5,000 ride-sharing drivers living in Williamson County who are out of work because of what he considers are regulations that are too restrictive. Schwertner says state lawmakers can pass regulations that are fair to ride-sharing and taxi companies.
And ones that are not overly supported by one industry or the other. It's fairly well known that city councils in the past have been heavily supported by the taxi industry lobby and unions.
Ride-sharing regulations in Austin require drivers to pass independent fingerprint checks, something that is not required in Bryan or College Station. WTAW News Time is 10 after 7. It's 74 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles and reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Get ready to start your engines on May 16th and come see the newest exhibit at the George Bush Presidential Library called Driven to Drive, Defining Our Identity. In partnership with the Houston Automobile and Transportation Museum, this exhibit tells the story of the automobile through historic objects, interactive media, and hands-on displays, highlighting cars beginning with the 1950s through the present and into the future. This exhibit explores how the evolution of car designs and functions reflected the progression of 20th century America. For more information, visit bush41.org.
At Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, you're able to do more for less than you'd expect. Right now, get into a John Deere 3032E 32 horsepower compact utility tractor for just $135 a month. You'll be able to tackle any task, large or small, and enjoy the peace of mind that comes with the new John Deere 6-year powertrain warranty, standard with every compact tractor utility vehicle. Visit us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends August 2nd, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Powertrain warranty is 6 years or 2,000 hours of use limitation, whichever comes first. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition, they do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we are.
High pressure in control today, and that means partly to mostly sunny, breezy, and rather warm weather. Temperatures will make their way up to about 90 degrees this afternoon. We'll start to see an increase in the cloudiness overnight. There's the chance of showers by morning. Lows will be 70 to 75. Clouds and breaks of sunshine. A few showers during the day tomorrow, 85 to near 90. Partly sunny with the chance of a couple of showers on Thursday. Highs 85 to near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Aggie Awards is the big story. Also, got your MLB scores and some NHL. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so in the weather, before the top of the hour, I'd said it looks like there's some fog that hasn't descended to the ground. That was wrong. I was incorrect. So if you're looking up going, that guy's an idiot. what had happened is the window that I was looking through had stuff on it.
Oh, goodness.
So, and I'm looking at that, and I thought, well,
dirty windows.
Yeah, maybe I better look at the other window, and I went, and it looked okay. So that's what it was, is there's a little bit of condensation on the outside of the window.
It's weird. There's spots in the sky, too.
Yeah, exactly. It's strange. Because you could, like, hang meat in here today, but that's the way that is. So did you look at the Mercury passing in front of the sun thing, any of that?
No.
I didn't. I heard about it, but I didn't.
There's a picture in the front of the paper today, and it showed it. I mean, and it was an absolute little straight line. It looked like a little dot, 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 because it was, I guess, a time-lapse thing, all the way across, like, the bottom third of the sun. So
that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't make any difference in our world necessarily, but just saying it was out there. And
unless you believe in that whole Mercury in retrograde.
Yeah,
thing, you know?
Well, I'm not sure if I believe that or not. There's a new report out. Let me see if I can find it. All right. A newly published scientific research paper that says that the odds are that there have been billions and billions of previous alien civilizations. Now, you see, we don't want to hear that. We want to hear that we're special.
We're the best.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, I guess when you start talking about all that galactic stuff that all takes so long, the numbers are so large that our eyes glaze over instantaneously, it would make sense that everything might have been right someplace else in the universe for there to be alien life. Of course, you know, those creatures could be looking at us saying we're the aliens too. So
yeah.
Just saying.
We live in a universe of endless possibilities.
That's right. I just don't. Ooh. Wow.
It's deep. I just got deep.
That was really, yeah. That's it. So I think today we had a story. You know, Mother Nature obviously does put us in our place every time we think that, you know, we're better than that. It's, you know, weather-related type things. And I don't know if you saw video over the weekend in Colorado. It was very interesting because it was a tornado, but the sky was amazingly clear. usually there's rain associated mm-hmm. with that or stuff flying around. This happened to be, it looked like, out in a field. And so you got a really very good look at what that tornado looked like. Usually you're advised to take shelter. But there are some people who are into chasing those storms.
Storm chasers.
Yeah.
Yes. Illustrious storm
yes.
chasers.
See? And when we end up with extreme close-ups of any of these weather phenomenon that a lot of us would rather not venture out into, those storm chasers, and these were, I think these people were near Rye, Colorado, got up close and personal with the tornado and shared their video. While most of us would spot a tall, narrow funnel cloud forming and head the other way, these people stuck to it and were close. The video tracks all the way from the funnel cloud to formation and touchdown, and even more surprisingly, when several other storm chasers pull out in front of the car so that they can get closer to the tornado.
It's mind-blowing, too. It's magnificent.
It is. I mean, it's an amazing thing to see, but again, do you think you need to be doing that?
No.
You know, everyone has their little...
They do.
Niche, adrenaline junkies.
Yeah.
And had they not, we wouldn't get to experience
exactly.
this amazing video.
I was waiting set up to do a football game in Galveston years ago, and a water spout came ashore. And it was at the Galveston Ball, which is not far from the... By the way, at that time they had a St. Augustine football field, I'm just saying.
Nice. Very
think
nice.
About that.
Yeah.
Think about cleats getting caught in that. Jeez. But anyway, but there were I believe, two water spouts that were out there. And, there's no fear of them coming in. But it was pretty magnificent to be able to see them, again, from a distance.
I do think it's funny, though, because there are some people who would be terrified to speak live on the radio.
Yeah.
And then, now, we're not putting our lives in danger, per se.
No.
But, you know.
It's what you're used to doing.
But they're the same people that might go chase a storm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, we understand, you know, back in the day, I guess they still do it, when there are hurricanes, they send airplanes out into them, right, to somehow get information that I don't really need. I'm just wanting to get the hell out of the way. I don't really care what the millibars are inside it or anything like that.
But I'm actually watching it right now, and wow.
Yeah, there are people who want to do that, and that's... That's
well, fine. The storm that went through Oklahoma yesterday and killed two people, it's supposed to be in the Ohio and Tennessee valleys today. Yeah. So it's supposed to, and then there's more stuff coming into North Texas and the St. Louis area tomorrow. So
we get to miss a lot of it, which is a good thing.
Because we're in the Aggie Dome.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. The Aggie Dome is here and is here to protect us, and we thank you for all that. But it never makes any difference if you just find anybody who's been in a town that's been struck by a tornado and they still live there whenever the all these things happen. And, that's what the Weather Channel's for, to get us all ginned up about it.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
All right, in the meantime, next half hour, the top 10 most popular beers in the world. How's that?
Awesome. Okay.
Now, we don't do recalls very often, but I think this one's pretty important because it has to do with babies. They have recalled 180,000 Munchkin brand Latch lightweight pacifiers and clip sets. Munchkin brand. They sell them at Babies R Us, Target, Walmart, and Amazon. Reason is, problem is that the clip cover can come off of the clip. And this is something, that they pacifier that the kiddo's got in their mouth, and so obviously that could cause a choking problem. Mm-hmm. So if you've got that, if you've got the Munchkin brand or you bought it at Babies R Us, Target, Walmart, Amazon, just do that. So I guess it makes sense if you drink coffee. A lot of people like to eat something with their coffee, and that would be like a donut.
Sure.
So JAB Holding Company, that's the people who own Keurig and Green Mountain and Caribou Coffee.
Okay.
They bought Krispy Kreme for $1.3 billion.
Good move.
Yeah. Smart, though. Yeah, super smart.
I think
smart.
So. Tony Thompson, the CEO of Krispy Kreme, thinks it's a good match and told the Business Insider last year he wants to increase the chain's coffee sales, which may be up just 5% from last year, and this is a good way for them to do it. Only problem is, now, when you start, if you go and look at the numbers as far as sales, I think Starbucks has like $12.5 billion, billion, whatever it is in sales. But that's because their donuts cost $7 a piece.
Yeah. Right.
So if you're talking about dollar-wise.
You can get like a dozen of Krispy Kreme
one donut.
Right.
But they do put your name on the cup.
It's yeah.
The
other
place.
They usually spell it wrong.
All right. So the last time you had or saw road rage? Did you post to Instagram about it? And if you did, then you might have ended up as a statistic in a study on road rage. Hello?
The reason Krispy Kreme is so popular everywhere else is because they don't have Shipley Donuts there.
Wait, I understand.
Amen.
Exactly right, yeah. You know, 100 years ago when we were doing the show, we talked about Krispy Kreme donuts because at that time, this was before Krispy Kreme came to Texas, okay? They came here. They tried. I mean.
They came. They tried. They went back to where they came
that's
from.
That's right. I mean, you can still find them every once in a while in big cities, but it's not like it is, you know, over in the Southeast.
The mythical Krispy Kreme.
Yeah. And so we were talking about it, and strangely enough, one of our listeners was going to Atlanta that day. And he brought back a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts for us, which at that time was kind of cool because you could put them in the microwave for like 14 seconds and it was almost like you were there.
14, but, though, not 15.
No, not 15. 15. No, 14 seconds.
14 after and that, a half, way too much.
Yeah, so that, after they did that. But you're right. You know, that's and if you, you know, obviously like those kind of donuts, and Shipley's has that, you know, you can go in there and they're steamy and all that kind of stuff. And but it still brings up the eternal question that I ask every time. When you go to the donut place, okay, and you tell them what kind of donuts you want, they open up the bag, okay, and they get the little wax piece of paper or whatever, and they go and pick up the donuts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why do they use the wax piece of paper?
So they don't touch the donut.
Yeah, right.
With their gross hands.
When they're finished, what do they do with the piece of paper?
They usually just leave it in your box.
Right, they put it in the bag of your donut. Oh, yeah.
Never thought about it.
Well,
I didn't either.
Okay, there you go.
I'm a kolache guy anyway.
I know. Well,
so.
Dang it, thanks, Scott.
Okay, there you go. It's not like you're going to swear off donuts, but I'm just saying. Just
you're right.
Remember, you can just tell them, you can throw that away.
Okay.
Anyway, so same deal. Talking about Instagram and road rage. So
oh, yeah.
If you were part of that or you've seen that, you may have ended up being a statistic in a recent report that was released by the Auto Insurance Center. Using the popular photo sharing app, Instagram, they analyzed 65,000 Instagram posts that were hashtag road rage to find out where, when, and why U.S. American drivers are feeling most aggravated. Basically, they tracked how many photos tag road rage were uploaded on different months, days, hours of the week, and also based on the location. And here's what they found. Kind of not that surprising. The most road rage-filled day of the week is Friday. The most road rage-filled month of the year is August, with July coming in a close second, I'm guessing.
The heat.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Everybody's a little cranky.
And probably something to do with that vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And the worst time of day for road rage is, of course, rush hour.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's a little unusual. The most road raged filled cities, okay? All right, number one, L.A., got that. Number two, New York City, yeah. Third was Mount Pleasant, North Carolina.
Is that right?
Mount Pleasant.
Somebody must have made a miscalculation.
I don't know. I'm going to have to go in and have a look. But, yeah, okay, L.A., New York, Mount Pleasant.
Before Houston?
Yeah.
Really?
Just saying.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where TubeVideo comes in. We convert photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. TubeVideo is a local company, and you can find us online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories, let TubeVideo help preserve them.
Aggieland Carpet One is Aggieland's best flooring store. Listen to a past customer comment. Great teamwork. We were very happy with everyone. The large display mock-ups were very important in making our decisions, and scheduling was a breeze. We will recommend you to all of our family and friends. Aggieland Carpet One was a pure pleasure to work with.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
At Tom Light Chevrolet, we're honoring Memorial Day with our Salute to Freedom event with special savings for you and military discounts for our veterans. Bubba Dixon here inviting you to bring your family in to meet our family and share in the savings not just for one day, but all month long. Tom Light Chevrolet has an amazing selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose choose from, like a Chevy Equinox, the perfect SUV for a three-day weekend family getaway. Or pull up to the Memorial Day Parade in your brand new Chevy Silverado. This month, celebrate freedom, celebrate family, and celebrate amazing savings all month long. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or go to TomLight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge and see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet. We're here for you every day.
Good morning, 726. We don't have time to go into the numbers again, but we will in a little while. I will tell you this. The most Instagram, the state that feels the most road rage is Hawaii.
What?
And what it is apparently the traffic is horrendous in Honolulu.
Oh.
And so that's what it is. But, I mean, you'd think, you know, the island effect, people are just kind of, hey,
yeah,
loose, right?
Well,
hang
and
loose.
Tourists can't bring their cars over there.
Yeah, yeah,
so, you know, it's not like you've got a lot of influx from people out of towners.
Well, but the other thing I'm thinking is, okay, maybe you're renting a car. Could
yeah,
be that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking.
And then you don't know where the heck you're going.
Right. But if you're. Sure. That's right. And that slows stuff up. But, you know. You can't get road rage when you're in a car somebody else is driving, like Uber or taxi,
right?
I mean,
right.
You got to be the one driving.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we'll dig into those numbers in just a little while. Let's have a look at the weather real quick. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Do have a shot at some showers, and if we do, it'll be probably after 6 or 7 o'clock tonight. Otherwise, it's going to be breezy today. We're going to be in the 80s, about 86 or 87, and we can expect that for the next few days. But again, the breezes will make it comfortable. 20 to 30% chance of rain in the forecast during the day and the evenings through Friday. And so that's basically where we are. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 6, 91% relative humidity, and it's 74.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
In February 2015, cops in York County, South Carolina, investigated a teenager for illegal gun possession. The teenager was Syrian. He had an ISIS flag in his room and an ISIS literature on his computer, and he admitted he wanted to go to Syria to join ISIS and wage jihad. He also told the police he planned to meet up with a radical Muslim in Raleigh to rob a gun store. From there, the plan was to drive to a military base in North Carolina and kill American soldiers. The police chief in York, Andy Robinson, says the plot was very elaborate. The teenager told him he planned to kill soldiers, cops, and whoever got in the way. Now, South Carolina has no laws on the books to deal with juveniles and terrorism, so the feds were called. Chief Robinson says the bureaucracy was complicated. Terrorism charges had to originate in Washington, but local field offices had to conduct the investigation. And then, apparently, someone in Washington decided this wasn't worth pursuing. So the young jihadist, now 17, was charged only with the state gun violation. He was sentenced to 5 years at a juvenile facility. After serving 1 year, he was just paroled. The chief is beside himself. He says if the parole teenager follows through on his jihad, the parole board will have blood on its hands. And so will Obama's Justice Department, which is apparently more worried about transgender bathrooms up in North Carolina than stopping terrorism in South Carolina. Go figure.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, folks, a quick little pop quiz. True or false? Identity theft happens only when thieves use your credit card. That's false. This crime happens anytime somebody pretends to be you for their gain. True or false, you can't really do much to help protect yourself from identity theft. Well, that's false, too. Simply join LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But unlike credit monitoring, free credit monitoring, which only detects changes in credit, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10%. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Home sales and the number of active listings in Bryan College Station are down in this year's first quarter compared to last year. But it's not because people aren't buying, it's because people aren't selling. Executive Officer of the Bryan College Station Regional Association of Realtors, Ed Berry, says this has caused the median home price to increase.
Median pricing is where there's just as many sales below that number as there are above that number.
Berry says one factor goes back to Texas A&M joining the SEC and the Twin Cities becoming a more popular destination for visitors.
They go back home to wherever they're from, Alabama or South Carolina, wherever, and they sing the praises of Bryan College Station. Just read the papers and see the letters to the editor that come in. And they're always very impressed with this area. That's good press, and so that's going to bring people to say, well, you know what? That'd be a pretty cool place to retire.
Berry says the announcement from Texas A&M about the new Rellis campus and Blinn College's new campus in West Bryan will add to the growth of the community, but it reminds him of the Kyle Field renovation, which caused trouble for home builders.
All the skilled workers were going there, and the builders had a hard time getting people to build homes.
According to this quarter's Texas Quarterly Housing Report, the number of active listings is down 32%, and the number of single-family homes sold is down 3.6% compared to last year. While each Bryan City Council meeting includes an executive session, what is scheduled to be deliberated this afternoon takes on more interest due to the recent events involving one council member.
First up on the list of topics behind closed doors is getting legal advice regarding council member charter residency requirements and open records issues. That's from the recent revelation of Rafael Pena living in his mother's home outside his district while his house is being remodeled. Mayor Jason Byinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says it'll take a council majority to decide whether to move forward on a formal investigation.
If the evidence is there and if they think that the council member in question is vacated the district that he's serving and living in, then that's something we can look at.
Councilman Mike Sutherland, also on the Infomaniac, says state law allows Pena to live outside his district as long as Pena is a resident of his district.
In our charter, it says you have to live in your district. You have to be a resident, not live. Be a resident of your district, because resident has a definite definition in the state law. And our charter says we abide by election state law, okay? So the issue was he's a resident of that area and he can move out. The charter says he can move out and come back.
Also behind closed doors, the council is scheduled to get legal advice on the obligations and liabilities when releasing information to the public that may or may not include Pena's residency and or a reported assault at the home where Pena's been staying. Council could also discuss the duties and responsibilities of the city attorney. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Texas legislature will consider next year's statewide regulations of ride-sharing and taxi companies. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner, whose district also includes North Austin, says he represents more than 5,000 Uber and Lyft drivers who lost their jobs after those companies left the capital city after voters decided to keep city regulations.
My concern is that, you know, we're going to have a patchwork of very inconsistent and anti-competitive regulations across the state, with municipalities enacting ordinances that are prohibitive and protectionist that protect a really an outdated monopoly controlled by unions.
Schwertner said it was time for Texas to join 30 other states that are regulating transportation network companies.
The effects of transportation are regional and statewide, and drunk driving doesn't stop at the city limits. And the need for new modes of mobility and transportation also don't stop at the city limits. So it's appropriate for the state legislature to evaluate this.
Austin's ride-sharing regulations require drivers to pass independent fingerprint checks. In Bryan and College Station, new regulations take the word of Uber and Lyft that their drivers pass their background checks. The Bryan College Station library system launched a new website design aimed to be more user-friendly. Library staff worked together to redesign the website, making it easier for users to find information and interact with any of the local libraries. Library System Director Larry Kinniger says one of the biggest improvements is the large search bar at the top of the page.
So if you're just looking for a book, you can type that in there. If you're looking for a magazine or a newspaper article, you click another tab and you type in that same box, whatever your topic is. And it will also does the sitemap. So if there's something you can't find, you can click on website and do a quick search, and it should pull it up for you.
Kinniger says the website is mobile-friendly and looks great on any device. He says if you have feedback, to click the contact tab at the top of the page.
You can email us just to tell us either you like it or I couldn't find, or could you add any of those types of suggestions. We want to incorporate what we can in here to make it as user-friendly as we possibly can.
You can check out the library's new website at bcslibrary.org. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 74 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Better Homes and Garden Real Estate Preferred Living. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Lacey Hogan with Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living, here today with your real estate update. It is still a great time to both buy and sell. Interest rates are historically low for buyers, and inventory of homes we have on the market is limited, meaning sellers are getting more money for their properties. Average days on market is 89 days, down from 103 in 2015. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, I'd be happy to help. Call me at 979-219-0730. I work where you live.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
They did a really good job. They came out and went through the whole procedure and walked us through the paperwork and gave us the estimate. They showed up with about 10 people one day, and in one day they changed our air conditioner out and changed our heating unit out. They helped us with the financing. That procedure, which is always the probably hardest part of doing the whole thing, is it was just a really great experience for us with Barker Heating and Cooling.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory provides comfort and reassurance during a family's most difficult time while honoring the legacy of your loved one. That's why we're the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory in Bryan College Station. To learn more, visit callawayjones.com.
Good morning, it's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Here's some numbers.
High pressure takes control of the weather. Sunshine and breezy today. Rather warm as well. Temperatures should have no problem getting up close to 90 degrees during the afternoon. We'll have increasingly cloudy weather overnight with showers possible towards sunrise. Overnight lows are going to be about 70 to 75. During the day tomorrow, clouds and some sunshine. A few showers are possible. 85 to 90. Partly sunny Thursday with the risk of a shower too. 85 to 90 again. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, some awards for some important Aggies. Also, I got your MLB score, some NHL, some NBA, all kinds of stuff. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so we're talking a little while ago about Instagram, and they did some tracking having to do with road rage. And, okay, we got that it's summertime is the worst time, that rush hour is the worst time, and that Friday's the worst time. We got that it was Los Angeles and New York. That made perfect sense. But then we came up with Mount Pleasant, North Carolina.
Makes less sense.
Made no sense. And so I decided I'll just go in and I'll type in Mount Pleasant and road rage and see what I could come up with. And all I could find was a Mount Pleasant councilman charged with road rage while he was in Charlotte, North Carolina, when he punched a woman.
Stop! Yeah.
He later resigned. That was the next follow-up story. But, yeah, that was a city councilman from Mount Pleasant who punched a woman over road rage while visiting the Charleston area on business.
So maybe that automatically got them that third spot.
They get extra points.
Right. Bonus points.
Yeah. But
because it was probably Instagrammed. So.
And, you know, and that's the other thing you think about. At what point do people not drag out their camera? It just becomes too much trouble. Do you see so much road rage that you don't capture it anymore? It's just, it's not worth it because it's, once again, just another road rage thing.
I think that's the case in Houston.
I mean, what are you taking a picture of? Stalled traffic?
Yeah.
And then just complaining about it? I mean, I don't know.
Now, you mentioned Houston, and Houston does show up. It's just I kind of got door-stopped at Mount Pleasant, North Carolina, being third. But Houston came in at eighth.
Seems low.
Austin, ninth.
Also seems low.
Yeah, and Dallas was 17th.
Hmm.
But again, we discussed within a state, it was Honolulu. It was Hawaii, and basically because of the traffic in Honolulu, that's road rage. So, and that's the other thing. I mean, we just don't get road rage around here very much. We don't have any reason to, do we?
Nah. Usually it's just me being mad at somebody for not using their blinker.
Right, well, but, you know, there's certain people. If people have expensive cars, they don't have to use blinkers.
Right, of course. No.
So I've seen.
Yeah, hello?
Well, in Texas, we have a lot more guns. So, you know, in L.A. and New York, they're not going to.
They'll be
more likely to do road rage than they will in Texas. Mm.
That's true. That could well be. And, you know, and
they use their words.
Yeah. And I want to say it's about 3 weeks ago, something like that, that the Texas A&M Transportation Institute, of course, came out with their list of cities that had the worst traffic. And those did, you know, the New York and Los Angeles obviously did show up, and they do every year, as people who have to waste the most time sitting in their cars, stalled, waiting for people to move along. You end up, what other world could you be excited about going 5 miles an hour? Well, you know, you haven't been driving at all. Hello?
Yeah, I was tempted to get a little road rage at First Friday. Some kid stopped in the middle of a doorway to one of the art galleries and just started texting.
Yep, see, yeah, there can be road rage on foot as well. Yep. Hello?
Well, if you don't think we have much road rage around here, you've never driven with my wife.
Hello?
Yeah, I grew up in Houston. What's a blinker?
Yeah.
We got a text message that says, in Houston, road rage is known as driving.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. I'm surprised there's not more road rage here on Texas Avenue. People using the center lane, which is a left turn lane only, for merging into traffic.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
And then there's also on the bypass. I know I'm not supposed to call it bypass. We have to call it the freeway. That's what Ben told me. I can't say bypass. It makes me sound old. But anyway, but you know, here's the deal: is if the speed limit is 75, you need to be pretty close to that when you get on the road. Can't be getting on there at 50.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. That's not a good thing.
Agreed.
And you got to let those people who are already going that fast. Go ahead and keep going.
Mm-hmm. Especially with those super long entrance ramps we have now.
Yeah.
Who goes faster? The people getting on over onto the highway or off onto the feeder road?
Well, my thought is this. My thought is that the Bryan PD could make a killing in front of, Rayburn over there on the bypass?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Could make a killing right there and probably also getting off going to Briarcrest.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, right there, you get, because nobody slows down. Mm-mm. Nobody slows down. I don't even know what the speed limit is, but I probably don't go it.
Because you got a ton of access road there now.
Yeah, you really do.
Well, in front of Rayburn, then you also have the school zone set at certain points in the day.
Yep, that's also true.
You go from 70 to 35.
Yeah, quickly.
Quickly.
It's like going into Calvert. Okay, so anyhow. All right, so let's see. Here we go. Business Insiders ranked the 10 best-selling beers in the world. Beers in the world.
Woohoo.
Number 10 is Coors Light.
What?
Okay. 1.3% of the world beer volume. There's a tie between Brahma, which is the most popular beer in Brazil, that's now owned by Anheuser-Busch InBev, which isn't everything. Arbin, which is China's oldest brewery, also owned by Anheuser, and Heineken. Then number six is Yanjing. Number five is Skoll. Number four is Budweiser. Yeah, come on, America.
Budweiser. Yeah.
Except it's not an American beer anymore. All right, number three is Bud Light. Number two is Tsingtao. And number one, which we can't even get here, is called Snow.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it on this show, I think, before.
Sold almost exclusively in China.
Yeah.
The beer's become popular in large part due to its low price.
Oh.
It's a dollar
so it's
a
like
liter.
The keystone of China.
Yeah. Value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Howdy, this is Rich Cox with True Light Pools, where people matter. Are you frustrated with your current pool company? Do you want to be released from the burden of cleaning the pool yourself? Then it's time to upgrade to True Light Pools. Leave the pool cleaning and equipment repair to us, and you can enjoy your pool with your family. Call today to receive 45% off your first month of weekly pool cleanings. Call 777-8262 or visit truelightpools.com. We'll take excellent care of your pool because you matter.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
How many times have you heard a parent say, "I have to tell my kids to do something 5 times before they're going to obey me"? Well, maybe you've said that a few times too. The good news is it doesn't have to be that way. Here's a simple tip for getting your kids to mind you quickly. Do on the first time what you normally wait until the 5th time to do. Here's what I mean. Parents fall into a bad pattern that all but guarantees their child won't behave right away. Let's say mom wants little Brandon to clean up his room and come down for dinner. She calls up the stairs with those instructions, but Brandon ignores her and keeps right on playing. A couple of minutes later, she's back at the bottom of the stairs calling for him again. She does this 3 or 4 more times, and then finally, she marches up the stairs to his room. When Brandon hears mom coming, he rushes to clean up his room and head downstairs for dinner. Why did little Brandon do what he was told to do on his mother's 5th attempt and not on her 1st? Well, because it wasn't until that last time that he knew his mom really meant business. And that's the problem. Mom is all talk and no action. To get a child to obey, you have to back up your words with action right away. Take action the first time instead of waiting to do so on the 5th time. Children respond to action, not just words. They gotta go together. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the monthly fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased. Call now 1-800-535-8815.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. Texas A&M senior Kyle Simons was tabbed the SEC Pitcher of the Week in recognition of his no-hit performance against No. 5 Vanderbilt in Saturday's 3-0 victory. Simons posted one of the most efficient and dominating performances ever recorded in a top five matchup, logging just 1-3 ball count and recording 5 innings with less than 10 pitches. He became the first SEC pitcher to throw a no-hitter in a league game since Todd Abbott of Arkansas did the deed against Vanderbilt in 1994. The Aggies are 11-1 in games Simons has started in 2016. His career record stands at 11-3 with a 2.44 ERA. The Aggies will hit the road next weekend for a top-10 matchup with South Carolina. The first pitch on Friday is set for 6 p.m. from Columbia. You can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Texas A&M freshman Keely Milligan was named SEC Player of the Week, the league office announced Monday. Milligan led the Aggies with a 571 average at the plate with 3 runs scored, an RBI, and her first career triple as Texas A&M won its series against No. 6 Auburn. The speedster from Vidor, Texas also nabbed her 51st stolen base of the season, which is tied for the lead in the SEC. Milligan and the Aggies will open the SEC tournament on Wednesday against No. 7 seed LSU at 1:30 p.m. The game can be heard locally on Navasota News 1550 KWBC. In Arlington,
by Putnam in the 0-2. Swinging a bouncing ball to third. That's a fair ball. Frazier has it. Throws to first. He did everything anyway. And this ball game finally comes to an end. The Sox win 8-4.
Todd Frazier's grand slam in the 12th inning pushed the Chicago White Sox past the Texas Rangers last night 8-4. The Rangers rallied in the game twice against the White Sox bullpen, but couldn't overcome Frazier's slam in the end. Cesar Ramos falls to 0-2. In Houston,
swing and a foul tip into the glove of Castro. Strike three, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros use a 5-run third to take game one of this 3-game series, and they defeat the Cleveland Indians tonight by a final of 7-1.
Jose Altuve had 3 RBIs for Houston, and Colby Rasmus added 2 in the Astros' 7-1 win over the Cleveland Indians last night. Mike Fiers allowed just 1 run and 3 hits over 7 innings to get his 3rd straight win. In the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs face the Thunder in Oklahoma City tonight as both teams look to take charge of their NBA playoff series. The best of 7 series is tied at 2 games apiece. Elsewhere in the NBA, Stephen Curry scored 17 of his game-high 40 points in overtime as the Golden State Warriors rallied to beat Portland 132-125 in overtime to take a 3-1 lead in the NBA's Western Conference semifinals. Curry shot 16 for 32 and had 9 rebounds and 8 assists in his first action since missing 4 straight games with a sprained right ankle. Klay Thompson had 23 points for the Warriors, who trailed 21-5 before rallying. In the NHL,
2 faceoff men and the players on the rim of the circle come to the top of the circle where it's blocked by Eaves, and that's going to do it. Kari Lehtinen, your first star. Jason Spezza, your game-winning goal, and we will have a game 7 in this second round series.
The Dallas Stars scored 3 goals in the first period and beat the Blues in St. Louis last night 3-2 to force a deciding 7th game in the team's NHL playoff series. Kari Lehtinen made 35 saves in the win for the Stars. Home ice has meant little given the road team has won 3 in a row and 4 of 6 in the series. Blues goalie Brian Elliott, who had played well throughout the postseason, was replaced with the Stars leading 3-0 on just 7 shots at 16:49 of the first. Game 7 will be played Wednesday night in Dallas. Also in the playoffs, the Nashville Predators came back from an early 2-0 deficit and beat San Jose 4-3 on Victor Arvidsson's goal 2:03 into overtime. And back here at home in College Station, Texas A&M assistant football coach Aaron Moorhead has been disciplined by the school for a series of tweets about loyalty and accountability that he posted last week. The postings came after highly touted recruit Tate Martell announced he was breaking a verbal commitment to the Aggies. And that's been a look at your sports. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Successful organizations in business, sports, and charities have one thing in common: teamwork. One way to achieve great teamwork is through team building activities. CCC Shooting Complex invites your team to experience their 800-acre outdoor shooting complex, offering 10 pistol bays, a 1,000-yard rifle range, and a 12-stand sporting clay course nestled under oaks hundreds of years old. CCC Shooting Complex takes care of everything. Just give them a call, 936-825-8600. Create great teamwork for your employees and organization by spending a day on the range.
Much like BCS, Zwicker & Associates has been growing. They've been adding employees, and they add more things all the time that they could put into your house. Some 8,000 things now they have on file that they can put in your home to help stage it. Whether you're buying a home or selling a home, I strongly recommend that you go to Zwicker & Associates. It's zarealestate.com. I've worked with Jen for a long time, well over 15 years now. She's been part of me buying and selling 2 different homes, and that's trust, because at least in my case, that's my biggest investment. Don't know about you, but if I've got that much money tied up into something, I really want to make sure I'm on good terms with the people that I'm working with. Now, Jen recommends that you sit down and interview folks, because they are going to be working with a lot of money with you when you buy or sell a home. Whether it'll be your first home or your fifth, or maybe you're looking for some investment property, Zwicker & Associates is the way to go. Contact is real easy. Go to zarealestate.com. One more time, zarealestate.com for Zwicker & Associates.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's the service you receive from Aggie-owned and operated Pronto Services. If your construction or oil field site needs roll-off dumpsters or porta-potties, Pronto Services can help. With quality equipment and same-day delivery and pickup, Pronto Services wants to earn your business with their same-day service guarantee. Call Pronto Services at 979-218-AGS9. That's 218-2479 or 979-571-5171. Pronto Services, your only call for construction and oil field site rentals.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Changes going on at ESPN. Mike Tirico leaving ESPN, going over to NBC so he can do football and soccer and golf and help cover the upcoming Summer Olympics.
I had the chance to meet him.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's a Syracuse alum.
Ah, there you go.
So he came and spoke the year that I was there and came into one of our classes because he's really good friends with some of my professors. So very, very nice guy.
And he's quite good. He's
very,
quite good.
Very good. Yep.
Yeah. NBC obviously ramping up its staff for the forthcoming Sunday night football package as well as 5 Thursday night football games this season as part of NBC's new deal. Also, as for ESPN, they yesterday said that Sean McDonough, who is good, will be the new play-by-play announcer on Monday night football, along with the rest of the broadcast team, as John Gruden and Lisa Salters. Variety points out the move is pretty simple one for NBC, which holds the rights to the Olympics through 2032. And Bob Costas will still be on then.
Mm-hmm. And he's a Syracuse alum, too.
Oh, is that right?
Sorry, yep, plug.
Okay. That's it. And Al Michaels, the play-by-play announcer for Sunday Night Football, is 107. And not really. He's 71, Tirico 49. So, and, you know, you just do. You change the guard. It happens. That's all there is to it. And, you know, we'll see how that all goes. And then there was the story about the baseball game in Japan that was temporarily delayed.